This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And it seemed like on the defensive zone coverages, there was a lot of standing around this evening. Did you see the same thing?
Absolutely. We talked about assertive or not being assertive enough. So something we discussed in between periods, something we discussed even after the game. Call it quick to close. We were not quick to close out anybody. Where we got in trouble tonight was hesitation, and it killed us there. I mean, it really did. We gave up some free stuff there because of hesitation.
How do you even judge Luukkonen? I mean, the way the first two periods, there were so many open looks. I guess the way to judge him is the way he bounced back in the third.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's the way you judge him. You know, we obviously, the score being what it was after 2 years contemplating pulling him out, might have thought differently, might have done differently if it was, you know, regular season. But in this case, it was good to see him play as solid as he did in the third period, and battle the way he did. You know, if we pulled him out, we wouldn't see that, and we wouldn't have that opportunity to fight through. But yeah, I mean, as we just talked about, you know, we weren't assertive enough. We were on our heels. We were hesitant. I don't question our intent. We just were tight and hesitant. We were afraid to make a mistake. And when you're afraid to make a mistake, you give your opponents lots of opportunity. And you know, we played afraid to make a mistake early on in that game. And then when you have that score, now you're fighting it mentally. And we were able to fight through that and have a decent effort in the third. But that hesitation is not good for confidence.
How surprising is it to you that that kind of cropped up? We would see that a lot last year, but at the end of the season, that kind of went away.
Yeah, you know, I'm not surprised it's cropped up. I think our group that we have, you know, you're a team still unsure of an identity, maybe, and it's just part of the growing pain. I liked what I saw in the game from the standpoint of correctability and correctable mistakes, but I don't think you're going to have carryover from the end of last year. They're going to have to, because we didn't build a strong enough identity. We didn't have enough games to build it. So we'll get back. I shouldn't say even get back. We're going to get better quick based on what I watched today, because there's a lot of easy stuff that once the players see it, they can correct it right away. It's not a situation where they have to develop, per se.
Well, midway through the second period, I think it was Mittelstadt's line, Skinner started a breakout. He ended up getting a scoring chance out of it. It was a good, fast, quick breakout up the ice. And it seemed like from that point forward, we saw more of those, you know, quick, fast breakouts. What changed that you were breaking out better?
Again, more assertive. And when you're more assertive, you're more confident. When you're not assertive, you're obviously not being so because you're not confident. And this is not a league for that. So, and the other component of that, you know, you've watched us practice and the pace we want to play in practice, and we looked a little bit more like that. And I mentioned it's going to take us a while. It always takes a while before you can before what you're doing in practice is actually ends up happening in a game. And we're going through that process. And you know, for me, you want to fight through being on your heels, and we had to battle that in this game, and fortunately we finished playing a little bit on our toes.
JJ, had that 50 goal toward the end, just what did you think of him as the game progressed?
Well, that certainly was a big goal because, again, because of the score in the game, It was an extremely impressive goal. I mean, he knew he had he knew there was an opportunity to score 120 feet away from the net. I mean, he knew that here is a goal scoring chance. I'm going to create one out of this. And then when he got, you know, between him and the goalie with guy draped on him, he knew right where to put it. I mean, the confidence you could see. Compare that to what Paul's mentioned about the early part of our game, the confidence, and so that was huge. Obviously, it helped the bench, and he's a very talented guy.
Does it look to you like Casey's carried some confidence out of last year, Casey Mittelstadt?
Yeah, absolutely. He is a very confident guy, and you know, from all his experience going to Rochester, everything, all the hardships he's had, he's internalized those for the positive, and it's made him, you know, fight harder. It's made him stronger and more confident as a result. And you know, he definitely is showing that.
How is Tage in the middle? How is R2 for tomorrow? And yeah, are there any other injury updates, like a Samuelson or anything?
No update on Samuelson. He has not skated yet, so that would be the update. But he's close to getting on the ice, from my understanding. R2 will play. He practiced today, so it was no problem. He wasn't feeling good in the morning. We figured we'd make that switch based on that. No sense playing him if he's not feeling good. So he'll be in there tomorrow. Don't have the lineup yet for tomorrow, but he's one that'll be in. And no other injuries that I know of at this point.
And Tage?
Yeah, I'll have to watch a little more. I mean, the detail that I want, I'm going to have to watch closer. And again, it's more of when you watch post-game from the film, you say, okay, is this correctable by a video session with them, or is this correctable? Is this going to take practices and longer time? And that's what you're gauging after games, you know, with the film as you assess what your next moves may be.
The player you picked up on waivers today, do you know much about him? Do you know when he'll be here?
Yeah, no, I don't know either, but I can tell you that as soon as he gets here, we're going to want to get him in the lineup. So, you know, if he's here tomorrow and that's the case, we'll probably find a way to put him in. I can tell you that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.